So let's talk benefits. TFS is backed by SQL Server 2008 and benefits from the performance and scalability of an industry-leading enterprise-class database server with the ability to dynamically expand storage as needed, faster read-writes, and clustering support as part of a fault-tolerant solution. And for small teams that don't need the power of a full-fledged SQL Server installation, they have the option of installing on a client OS like Windows 7 and using SQL Server Express, which provides the same powerful engine in a lightweight package. SQL Server, as your back-end data repository, provides a key benefit that Visual Source Safe never had. You can start small and grow over time. And upgrading from SQL Server Express to the full version of SQL Server is as simple as a backup and restore. TFS is also tightly integrated with Visual Studio, and you never have to leave the familiar environment of Visual Studio to use it effectively. In many cases, Visual Source Safe developers had to open the Visual Source Safe user interface outside of Visual Studio to accomplish certain tasks. Because of TFS integration with Visual Studio, virtually every option regarding source code and work items can be accomplished directly through Visual Studio, with the exception of some dangerous options, which can be accomplished through the full featured command line. One issue that tends to affect Visual Source Safe installations is the 4 GB recommended limit. Teams which are close to this limit or have exceeded it tend to find they have issues with corruption in their source code, which requires repairing. This means having to run the analyzer every night and then repair, and restoring this data from a backup is frequently difficult because teams have to rely on system administrators to restore the file share. In contrast, TFS takes advantage of the power of SQL Server. SQL Server has built-in protection against data corruption, and if data ever does become corrupt, it can be restored through a SQL Server backup. This also prevents against system crashes, since partial backups can be taken throughout the day. In addition, SQL Server can be clustered and distributed for high availability, whereas with Visual Source Safe, if it went down, there was nothing to do but get a backup from the latest backup or pray that someone could fix it. In Visual Source Safe, security is limited to 3 settings: admin, read-write, and read. It can also be applied down to the file level, but it isn't the easiest process. The major drawback to this security model is that it is an all-or-nothing type of security. If you can write to the file, you can do anything you want with it, and because everything is stored on a file share, if someone has access to the file share, they can easily delete everything. While granular security of your source code may not be critical, TFS does provide it. Along with being able to control security at the file level, teams can also support specific scenarios, such as letting a developer check out a file but not check it in. This is handy in many situations, such as peer reviews and outsourced development. And because it is stored in SQL Server, no one can just come along and delete all of the source code files. One issue with Visual Source Safe is that it does not support atomic check-ins. Suppose you had to make a change that affected 3 different files, files A, B, and C, and you check them into Visual Source Safe, but the check-in for A and B succeeded, but not C. The next person to get the files would probably get a version of the files that wouldn't work, because file A and B relied on C. With atomic check-ins, all files are checked in, or none of them are. There is no halfway state. This ensures that the checked-in code is consistent. In addition to this, in Visual Source Safe, it is virtually impossible to figure out which files were checked in together without examining every timestamp on every file. The change set is a fundamental concept in TFS. All changes committed together make up a change set. Let's take a look at an example. As you can see, the change set details dialog of TFS clearly shows all of the files that were checked in at a given time. This capability allows for rolling back entire check-ins rather than rolling back files one at a time. Developers can also clearly see what changes were made to each file during the check-in, comments, and associated work items. As a developer using Visual Source Safe, there are times when you want to know which developer put a specific line of code in a file. You want to know when they put it there, and you want to know why. With the annotate feature of TFS, you get just this capability. Keeping track of where your source code went can be difficult with Visual Source Safe because there isn't any way to see the movement of code. In addition, Visual Source Safe uses a method called sharing, which only provides a reference to the source file, not a copy. This means if one project changes the file, it can accidentally break other projects. In later versions of Visual Source Safe, the branching concept was added on top of sharing so that immediately after a share operation is performed, you can branch the code, which essentially deletes the reference and creates a copy of the file. You can then merge as necessary. TFS uses a straight branching model, meaning there is no concept of sharing. This promotes better software development practices and eliminates the possibility of changes breaking code in another project. TFS 2010 introduces branch visualization so that teams can see where the code has been moved and the basic structure of the branches. And branching and merging can be done directly from the visualization. And to top it all off, the built-in diffmerge tool can be replaced with any tool you want and can be made specific to a file extension.